Now, as I recall, Esther and I sat for 15 minutes each day, quieting our mind, for 9 months before there was any real communication that we were getting spelling or words from you. Can a person have that opening without consciously going through a similar process to the one that we went through?
There are many variations upon this theme. The perfect balance for the creating of anything, and in this case we are talking about the creating of a blended being, or the opening of a passageway between physical, conscious, thinking being and inner being, is to want it and allow it to be, and it is. Mm-hmm. It is possible that even though one is not in the state of allowing, which is accomplished through that time of quieting, or as some call it, meditation, that if the wanting were intense enough, or the need for the opening were great enough, it could happen in almost instantaneous fashion. However, it is usually a once-in-a-lifetime experience, usually not one that is experienced as this has been experienced for Esther.
Okay. Why wouldn't it be better to quiet our minds for 2 hours a day instead of just 15 minutes a day? Could that speed it up?
Spending more time can be of value, except that it is not easy for most physical beings to quiet their conscious thinking mind for long periods of time. Your conscious thinking mechanism is very responsive. You have trained it to be. And so to ask it to sit idle and to be quiet for long periods of time causes much resistance, and well it should. There are many reasons for this time of meditation. For the purpose of opening the passageway, 10 or 15, not more than 20 minutes in every day is of value. The consistency of day after day is of great value, for the opening is a progressive thing. Mm-hmm. Many enjoy the disassociation from physical life experience because they want the escape. But in that case, the intent is not to open the passageway, but simply to have some relief from physical experience. And certainly that is all right. Mm-hmm. That distraction can be of great value. But for the purpose of opening the passageway, it is not required.
And then after the passageway is open, is it necessary to continue to sit and quiet our minds for 15 to 10 or 15 minutes every day to keep it open?
It is not. Once your passageway is open, it will remain so. It is as with all things. Nothing stays precisely as it is. In other words, all of you are open to some extent. Mm-hmm. And through your wanting and allowing, will continue to be more and more so.
What do you see as the various forms of communication, like speaking or typing and so on, and how can they be specifically achieved?
Everyone is receiving communication from inner world through emotions. And really, that could be enough to offer you a very wondrous guidance system. Mm-hmm. But the transmission and receiving of clear conscious thought can be even more stimulating and more rewarding. And that can take many forms. It is an individual thing.
What do you see as the most common and effective?
The most common is that nothing is done about it. Mm-hmm. The most common is that you are feeling emotion as physical beings, not understanding where it is coming from, and doing nothing about it, not allowing yourself to use it as guidance, in more cases than not, suppressing.
Does the inner being have anything to actually say to us other than give us emotion unless we're asking?
Your inner being is wanting to communicate with you from its broader perspective and is willing to talk with you upon any subject that is important to you. As far as having specific messages that are important to you, that is an individual thing. In part, it has to do with the agreement that you made before you entered into physical experience. In part, it has to do with the intentions that you hold here in the physical, yeah, in relationship to what you are doing about it. In other words, if you've intended to live a long and healthy life and you're about to step in front of a moving freight train, your inner being may say to you, look out.
Mm-hmm.
That which your inner being wants to offer you, primarily, is knowledge of the existence of the broader you, and an opportunity or a process through which you may communicate, so that that which you are living here from this physical perspective may be enhanced. Mm-hmm. Your inner being is not wanting to take you from your physical perspective into an unknown inner perspective, but is wanting to enhance that which you are about here. And in doing so, it will enhance the experience of the inner world. So often, physical man misunderstands. He sees himself as student. He sees himself as not knowing. He sees himself as needing or wanting guidance from greater source, not understanding that the communication goes both ways. That which physical man is living and learning is of advantage to the inner world, just as what the inner world knows can be advantage to the physical man, you see.
To the best of my knowledge, hundreds of millions of people have meditated daily through the years, and are millions continuing now. And yet, again, to my knowledge, very, very few, in comparison to the massive numbers who meditate, receive any clear thought communication or knowing from it. Why is that?
It has to do with the intent of the one who is quieting. For most, as they sit in state of meditation, their intent is to distract themselves from the physical world that bothers them. They are not seeking communication. For months, as Esther was quieting her mind, we were offering stimulation of thought to her. But because she was not expecting, she was not receiving. Every time she would receive a thought, she would beat up on herself and breathe harder, trying to release the thought.
Could you give us a brief affirmation that would assist us in our blending, in our opening our passageway?
I recognize that I am more than this physical being that I see here in this magnificent physical body. There is another part of me, a broader, wiser because it is broader, certainly older part of me. I seek communication with that perspective.